Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Infinite Potential of Being Human podcast, a space where we will be revealing what is it that is getting in the way of our potential as human beings, as a species, diving into a deep inquiry into body, mind, consciousness, our way of being on the planet today, and our current relationship with our reality and with reality itself. My name is Nikki Clinch. I am your host. I will be sharing the science, research, and evidence, and coming into this podcast from the paradigm of ontology, looking at why you are the way you are, not as a you problem, but looking at it from the context of a human problem. This is not about you. This is about being human. My intention is that in this podcast, you will discover so many blind spots that are running you and your life and how reality is unfolding, and that you can start to experience yourself as part of the human species rather than just an individual stuck in a story trying to solve your own problems. This is the time now on our planet to remember and embody and realize our infinite potential as a species. If you want to dive even deeper beyond this podcast, you can download our 21 Days of Expansion, 21 powerful body-mind ontological activations, meditations, for you to be able to work with your own rewiring and neural pathways to be able to create a fundamental shift in how you experience yourself, how you experience your reality, and the way in which you are a co-creator in the world that you are getting. So just hit the link below to download 21 Days, and that can be yours starting now. But for now, let's dive into this podcast, The Infinite Potential of Being Human. I am so excited for you to explore and inquire and receive all the teachings and richness and education of the episodes ahead. Thank you so much. I'm Nikki Clinch. I'm delighted to be here with you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Infinite Potential of Being Human podcast. My name is Nikki Clinch, and I'm your host. Really wonderful to be back this week and diving into a topic that is just rampant on our planet today. And shockingly, when I looked at the current statistics for this particular problem, the biggest percentage of our population that is suffering from this are the youngest generation, which is just mind-blowingly shocking to me. So this week's episode, I want to dive into burnout. Burnout is a huge issue in society today, and the statistics are getting worse. Firstly, I just kind of want to highlight something that really will allow your perception and consciousness to be able to see what is from an ontological context, which is, of course, the intention of this podcast and everything that I teach here. Really, what I want to offer you and create for you is that in every single episode, you are hearing a particular problem that we as a species are in on the planet, that maybe you individually are struggling with, or maybe you are seeing a friend struggling with it, or a parent, or just the human population. And you're able to start seeing it and inquiring about it, the perception and the viewpoint of it from an ontological context, from a body-mind ontological paradigm, which is maturation, from a human species context rather than an individual problem. Let me begin by just kind of stating some facts. We on the planet right now, these are statistics that I pulled from a recent article that was written by Forbes. And it's a recent one, so it's updated. Burnout is increasingly correlated with depression. This is what they're saying in the Forbes article. And in the Forbes article, they quote a new study that was done by Asana, which is the kind of workplace management system. And we use it for our business. So, you know, really studying all these different kinds of people that are using Asana for their work. In this new study by Asana, quoted by Forbes, they looked at over 10,000 workers across 7 countries and found approximately 70% of people, 70% of people experiencing burnout in the last year. Amongst that study, 84% of that were Gen Zs reporting burnout. Mind-blowing numbers. How is it that the youngest generation are the highest percentage of people suffering from burnout? Let me quote some further kind of mind-blowing statistics. Let me just get them up here. Okay. It's going to blow your mind. Currently on the planet today, these are from statistics that were pulled between 2022 and 2023. 200 million people across the planet are suffering from depression, and 300 million people are currently experiencing an anxiety disorder, both of which are connected and in correlation with burnout. Those are not small numbers. Those are huge numbers of the human population. Now, let me try to blow your mind even more. Alongside these hugely declining massive parts of our population, there is the wellness industry. And currently, the wellness industry, since 2019 till now, has increased in value and worth by 62%. The current value of the self-evolution and wellness industry is worth $4.5 billion. This was in 2023. So, let me ask you, why is it that when there is more content than ever before in history offering the answers to our problems, in this particular episode, anxiety, depression that leads to burnout, more than ever in history, there is more content out there offering the answers to these problems. More than ever in history, there are more human beings consuming this content, offering the answers to these problems. And yet, our problems are actually getting worse. Burnout is getting worse than ever before. So why is that? That doesn't logically make sense, does it? But if you look at it from an ontological context, it does, because there's a blind spot. What is being revealed is that we as a human species or an individual, you have a problem and you consume the content or the strategy or the method that is telling you that is the answer to that problem as an individual. And yet it doesn't solve the problem. It's not solving the problems because it's in a blind spot. We are in a blind spot because we're not looking at what is even driving the way of being that is desperately trying to solve all these problems. We're not looking at it from beyond the identity. We're not looking at it from beyond the individual. We need to zoom right out and look at all of this from the context of the human species, what is driving us and our way of being. And when we look at it from an ontological context, which is, of course, the intention of this podcast, we start to uncover the blind spots that we can't see when we are merely looking at it from individual people trying to solve individual problems. And so this particular episode is going to start looking at what are the blind spots in that are driving the roots to burnout. What is going on? What is happening? What is happening to our younger generations? Gen Z, 84% reporting burnout. How? I remember, you know, I mean, I was a pretty messed up teenager, but I was far from burning out. I had a lot of energy, too much energy. I was causing havoc all over the place, but I was far from burning out. What is happening to our generations? It's a big problem. So let's uncover what actually is burnout. So let's uncover this from an experiential, human experience perspective. What actually is happening during burnout? And I'd just like to put my hands up and just say, I too have suffered from burnout. And I suffered from burnout more than once. In fact, I didn't even learn my lesson thinking I solved the problem the first time because, hey, I'm human too. This is a human problem. But I too have suffered from burnout. In fact, I recently, a year ago, had a massive brain injury and I'll share a bit more about it later. But I see that the root to that brain injury even happening was because I was on the edge of burnout. Again, at the top of my game. Like, I had everything I ever said I wanted, and I was still burning out. Sounds like insanity, doesn't it? Well, let's see if it actually is. What actually is burnout? Burnout is when we're pushing and forcing. It's a pushing and forcing behavior that's led by a drive to get somewhere or get something. And that pushing, forcing drive is led by a mental image, a mental concept in the mind of what we need to be or who we need to be or where we need to get to or what we need to get that will somehow solve the problem of what we're trying to get away from. Burnout is a pushing, forcing way of being led by the mind that is literally led by a drive, this kind of ambitious or ruthless drive to keep going regardless of what the body is communicating. In fact, that pushing, forcing behavior is completely led by the mind, and there is a complete disconnect from the experience of what is happening in the body. And so there's this huge disconnection where the body is completely disassociated from and disconnected from, and we're living led by mental images and mental thoughts and mental conditioning to get somewhere that we need to get to that will somehow finally solve the problem of wherever we're trying to get away from. And of course, 100% of what is in the mind are images and ideas and pictures and conditioning and stories and memories, 100% given by the past. 100%. Given by the past. And that is what is driving every single one of us that's experienced burnout. That's what's driving us to somehow get to whatever it is that the mind is telling us that we have to get to based on our past, that will somehow solve the problem of where we're trying to get away from. That's burnout. And because there's such a disconnect from the body, we have no consciousness or awareness of what is taking place in the body, burning out, lacking, just complete losing of energy, complete exhaustion, muscle exhaustion, tension, contraction, a lack of vitality. Like it, we can't even really feel it. And, or we can feel it, but we're being driven so mechanically by whatever it is that's driving us, which I am going to go into in this episode, that even if we can experience what's happening in the body, we are overriding what's happening in the body because we're so led by this mechanical drive to get somewhere. It's actually specifically the drive to get somewhere that will finally get us away from whatever it is that we're trying to get away from and give us what it is that we've always longed for that's missing. Let me say that again. The drive to finally get somewhere that is always kind of over there in the distance, to get away from something or some place, the past, or an experience that we don't want to be in, or a problem that we don't want to face. And when we finally get there, it will give us what we've always longed for that is apparently missing. That whole cycle that I just said, that is inherent to the human condition. And it is 100% survival. Survival is trying to get somewhere, to get away from something, to solve the problem of something that is apparently missing. If I finally get the amount of money, then I will dot, dot, dot. If I finally get the validation, then I will dot, dot, dot. If I finally get the Instagram numbers, then I will dot, dot, dot. So much so, the drive is so mechanical that it completely overrides the experience of the body to the point that we are literally draining our vitality and life force. Doesn't sound very nourishing, does it? It sounds completely survival-led because it is 100% survival-led, and it is rampant in our species right now. If we are 100% led by the mind, we are being led by time, because time only exists in the mind. It only exists in the story, which is in the mind. If you go back and you listen to the episode on time, I teach on it. Time only exists in the mind. The illusion that somehow our past is back there somewhere, far, far away. And if we keep moving forwards, we'll get further away from the past that is back there somewhere, far, far away. And if we just keep moving forwards, we're getting further away from back there. But that is a complete blind spot. That's an illusion. The past is not back there. In fact, the past doesn't even exist anywhere else other than inside your mind. And so wherever you go, you are bringing whatever is there with you. Whatever is still frozen, whatever is still stuck, whatever is still unresolved, whatever you're identifying with and attached to inside your mind. It's not back there. Doesn't matter how far forwards you run. If it is unresolved and it is part of your identification, you are bringing the past with you everywhere you go. In fact, every step you take into your apparent future, you are bringing the past. The past is here now, in present, because it's in the mind. And so this whole way of being, this whole survival vicious circle, if I just keep trying to get somewhere to get away from something so that I can finally solve the problem, is an unsolvable problem. It will never be solved. It's a paradox. It's a survival vicious circle. And you'll keep going round and round and round until you burn out. And then when you get well again, you'll go it again. You'll do it again until you learn the lesson, until you learn the lesson so deeply that you outgrow what's been driving the whole way of being at all. So you can hear, like, without bringing consciousness to what's driving this, it's not enough on a psychological context. We need to look at this from an ontological context. And it is a complete disconnect from the body. And the body, being embodied in the body, is being in the present. When we are in mind, led by mind, we are not here in the present. We are stuck somewhere in the past, projecting the future. When we are embodied in body, we are in the present. It is only when we are in the presence of the experience of life moving in the body, we are in the present. When we are able to be with the experience of life, the human experience, whatever it is, we are embodied. And when we're embodied, we're in the present. Burnout is a complete disconnect from the embodied way of being. It's a complete disconnect from the present. So let's go even deeper. What really is at the root of burnout? Well, I think it's obvious to me, but let me say it. A deep dissatisfaction or unworthiness. We need more. We need more. Whatever is unsatisfactory to me. Whatever is present now in the present is not enough. I'm not enough. Is not worthy enough. It's not safe enough. It's not satisfying enough. I cannot be with. And so I have to resist it and try to get away from it and solve the problem of what is by trying to get away from it and resist it. A deep dissatisfaction of unworthiness, unsafe. So we need more. And if you think about it, human behavior, what is human behavior? And behavior is the actions of what we do. The behavior is what we actually end up doing. And behavior is given to us by our way of being. But if you really think about it, behavior itself, human behavior, is an expression of what is not being expressed or dealt with internally. Anything that is unresolved and unconscious internally will drive behavior. Behavior is like the external expression of what is happening internally. So behavior is really giving us the apparent solution to the problem. Burnout is trying to solve something. Burnout is actually our unconscious way of trying to solve the problem. And then it becomes the problem. But actually, the whole pushing and forcing and driving and then disconnection from the body and drive being driven by the survival mind is actually our way of trying to solve something unconsciously. If you go back and listen to last week's episode on sabotage, I speak deeply on that. Actually, it's 2 weeks ago. On sabotage, I speak deeply about that the sabotaging behavior itself is actually our solution, attempted, ineffective solution. But it is us trying to solve the problem. It isn't the problem, actually the problem itself. And until we actually shift our perception in this way, we will keep thinking burnout is the problem and we'll drown it out with all these other strategies and medications, and we'll never really deal with what's driving it. Which is, of course, what happened for me. So if burnout is the solution to the problem, what's actually the problem? What are we trying to solve when we're driven by this drive? The mechanical drive that overrides
our aliveness, our experience in the body, complete disconnection of the body to the point that we get sick. What is actually driving this? Burnout is trying to solve something. Well, let's break this down kind of one example at a time so that each one of you can somehow hear yourself if this is something that you struggle with. If I finally get enough money, then dot, dot, dot. And of course, what do you have to do to keep making money? I have to work 55 hours a week, or I have to make sure that I'm always working and overworking. I have to push and drive and always thinking and being stimulated and constantly reading things and looking at things. And it's a constant drive to get enough. But is there ever enough? Really? Really? Is there ever enough? Do you really think that if somebody put $1 billion in your bank account, you would somehow wake up tomorrow morning a different human being, completely content and at peace with yourself? Do you really think that? If you do, it's an illusion. I was just with someone last week. She's in her 80s. And she was absolutely riddled with anxiety and fear about not having enough money. So much so that she was using phrases like, oh, I just don't think I can afford to go out for lunch today. I don't think I can afford to pay for the taxi. And I was like, wow, you sound like you're really in a difficult situation. And when we really looked at how much money she actually had in her bank account, I'm not kidding you. She had just under $1 million sitting in her bank account, unused, and she had another $250,000 coming into her bank account the next day. And yet, she was riddled with fear and terror, like it's all going to run out and it's not going to be enough. If I get enough money, then I will dot, 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 which of course drives behavior. So what is it that you're actually trying to get? You can never have enough of what you never really wanted. Let me say that again. You can never have enough of what you never really wanted. There will never be enough money if what you really are trying to solve is the deep unsafety that you experience at the root, or the deep not enoughness, or the deep lack of trust. If that is the problem that you're trying to solve, there will never be enough money. There will never be enough anything to give you that, because the problem that you're trying to solve was frozen in time from your past. What childhood environments and experiences create a deep sense of unsafety? Now, go back and refer to the episodes 1 to 10 in this podcast when we speak about what actually gives us our body-mind story, what actually gives us the story and identity of how we experience and know ourselves, shaped and given to us 100% by the past, that then gives us our appearing reality. So if the body-mind story is I'm not safe or I don't have enough, what childhood environment and experiences create this deep sense of unsafety? Well, parents who are just not present or conscious. They may be there physically in their body, but they are not there. That's terrifying for a child. And then the child will feel like there's no one holding space for them and they better deal with it themselves. And if they let go, no one will be there and they won't make it. Children without parents who can take care of them, like really hold space, they don't survive. So it is a perceived survival threat, a perceived threat to survival.
parents who are not present or conscious. Maybe one or both parents have extreme or not even extreme levels of anger, but just outbursts of anger. Or maybe they have so much suppressed anger and they're smiling all the time. And the child can pick up and is absorbing what's not being spoken and expressed. That's really unsafe for a child. That feels scary. Parents who don't tell the children the truth. The whole family environment and childhood environment is riddled with unspoken secrets and hidden truths that the child picks up, that what is being told to them doesn't feel true. And so there's a disconnect to what is authentic, and that feels unsafe. Maybe there's a lot of chaos in the house, addiction in the house that creates just a massive amounts of chaos and unconsciousness. Maybe there's been some kind of abuse. Can you hear how many things can create this entire body-mind story that's frozen in your mind, body-mind, that who you are is unsafe or you're not going to have enough? Actually, not enough is the next one I'm going to speak about. What else could burnout be trying to solve? This desperate need for attention, the desperate need for worth, the desperate need for validation. This was absolutely mine, 100% hands down. Well, what childhood environment and experiences create a deep need for attention, worth, and validation? Abandonment. And abandonment can look like a parent actually leaving and not being there, or a parent who is there, but absolutely unavailable to the child's needs. Maybe they are overtaken by their own emotional world. And so therefore they are constantly needing and absorbing the attention in the space. Maybe they put their career or their work above the child. Abandonment can look and feel in many different ways. Maybe the parents are very critical of the child, heavily critical. And so the child is constantly feeling like who they are is wrong. Maybe the parents are so disconnected from their own heart, from their own body, that the child experiences this disconnection and they don't experience connection, which, by the way, is an absolute fundamental need for human beings, is connection. So all of these things are perceived threats to our survival as children. And of course, they're frozen in the body-mind consciousness that give us the entire context of who we are and how the world appears to us. And that way of being gives us our behavior. I mean, the list could go on. We could list so many, but I think you get the point. The actual point is the way of being that drives us to burnout is given by the past. So you can see it doesn't matter how much meditation we do. It doesn't matter how much content we consume. It doesn't matter how many affirmations we make. It doesn't even matter that we can see that we're burning out and that we know that our body is sick, and yet we can't stop the mechanical way of being until we start to look from a different context. What is driving how I'm being? Who am I being? What is looking through my eyes and experiencing through my body, giving me the appearing of the world? And of course, the appearing of the world gives us our behavior. If the world appears to you consistently with your story, therefore the world will consistently appear to you that you are unsafe, or that you won't have enough, or that you're not being loved enough, or you're not being wanted enough, or that you're not validated enough. Just like that woman who had just under $1 million in her bank account, it doesn't matter what is actually there. We cannot see what is there. We only see what reality appears to us is there, given by our story. And then we react and respond to what appears to us. That's what gives us our behavior. So burnout is not a mental health problem. It's an ontological problem. And you can never have enough of what you never really wanted. It's an unsolvable problem until we are ready to look at the identity, the me
that is giving us the world that we get, our experience of the world, and that's giving us our behavior. A year ago, I had a pretty severe brain injury. I was in the playground with my son on Mother's Day, and I conked my head on the climbing frame. And just that conk on the head gave me a severe stage 4 concussion. Within half an hour, I was starting to lose all memory of my identity and who I am. Quite literally, me, called Nikki, dropped out of my brain and my nervous system. I couldn't walk. I couldn't talk. I literally could not function. I couldn't even look at anybody. I had to sit in a darkened room, and I was basically told that I may never recover. And if I did, it would take me 9 months, and I may never really get my functionality back to the way it was. I am, just to let everybody know, I am now 100% recovered. But what blew my mind is a week into that brain injury, when I was literally lying in bed, my entire world had been thrown into chaos. My whole family rely on me financially. My entire business relies on me. And everyone was just like in a whirlwind of chaos, because we didn't know whether I would ever be able to walk or talk or even remember who I am. And I was lying there. And guess what I felt? You'll never guess. I was relieved. I was so relieved that I could finally stop. And that was one of the most shocking realizations for me. That even after so much work on myself, there was still a part of my identity given by the 4-year-old little girl that was abandoned by her father and was in household with, you know, a mother who was really struggling emotionally and mentally, there was still an attachment to the identity of that 4-year-old little girl that experienced the world, that the only way she was going to survive is if she did it herself. That was one of the most pivotal, life-changing moments for me in my maturation, because that was the final piece of the attachment to that story. Since then, everything has changed for me. Now, I'm not saying everybody should go and get a brain injury, but what I am saying is, until we are willing to look at who and what is driving who we're being, which you can only see from an ontological context through our maturation, you can't turn around fast enough to see who you're being. You can't see who's looking through your eyes. It has to happen on a maturation ontological context. But when you do, and when you see, that is the beginning of you being able to outgrow that entire identity and that way of being. And therefore, you outgrow the problem of even needing burnout. You know, when I had the brain injury, I had changed huge amounts of my life. I mean, some of you know my story. Like 25 years ago, I was a crack addict, like literally in the gutter, being thrown out of bars and told I wasn't going to live till 30. So obviously I had improved a lot of how I'm being and how I was living. But there was still a part of me that was driven by this way of being that if I really let go, I'm not going to make it. So I have to keep going. I needed a conk on my head to be able to literally get me to go, that has to go. Outgrowing the me, which outgrows our reality, our experience of the world. When we outgrow who we are being, we get a whole new world. And that gives us a new set of behaviors and options and choices and whole sets of possibility. So burnout is not a mental health issue. It is not even a psychological issue. It's an ontological issue. And it is affecting a huge percentage of our population. So you can see how important this work is. I mean, it's really, really important. Those of you who are ready to come into your maturation, please do check out our program, Listening to Life. It is our gateway maturation program. where you literally can come in and completely shift your attachment and the context from which you are in with the identity given by your past. And it gives you an entire new place to stand in your relationship to reality. And then those of you who have already done Listening to Life, you continue in your maturation. Work is not just for you as individuals. This is for all of us. This is for our species. And it's important. It's for the next generation. It's our generation and doing the work for the generations that have passed. So I hope that you found this episode useful. Please, as always, just take a moment to write down on an A4 piece of paper, just everything that's kind of landed for you, just kind of like a stream of consciousness, so that you can really kind of integrate what's just gone pop, 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 pop as you're listening to this episode. And then come back to this inquiry question. If I am pushing and forcing and being driven by this drive, what problem am I actually trying to solve? What problem am I actually trying to solve? The problem of not feeling safe? The problem of not feeling enough? The problem of not feeling valued or worthwhile? And really get honest with yourself. The more you push and the more you do and the more you get, has it really ever been solved? Or do you find yourself re-experiencing the same familiar suffering over and over and over again? This is not a judgment. This is bringing consciousness to what has been unconscious, and it is only when we see what we couldn't see before that we can begin a new level of healing. So I'm going to leave you there with that one. Thank you all so much. If you found this episode useful, please do head over to Apple and give us a 5-star rating and a review. Share this with as many people as you think could serve and it could help. Yeah, this podcast is for the human race. It's not just for us as individuals. So do share it far and wide. And just please keep coming back, keep listening. I'm so grateful to have you here. Thank you all so much. This is the Infinite Potential of Being Human podcast, and I'm Nikki Clinch. That's it, folks. Thank you so much for listening to the Infinite Potential of Being Human podcast with myself, Nikki Clinch, as your host. If you want to ensure that you experience a fundamental shift, not just in how you are living your life, but in who you are being in it, a paradigm shift in who you are being starting now, please download our 21 days of expansion activation process. 21 activations for 21 days of body, mind, ontological activations for you to be able to work with you both in the experiential aspects of your body and the wiring of your neural pathways in your mind. You can own this for the rest of your life and create that shift starting now. From this place, you can discover the infinite potential of being human and the aspects of the power and the aliveness that is waiting for you to discover it and realize it now. So download the link below to access your 21 days of expansion and let us know how those shifts start landing in your world. Thank you so much for listening. This is the Infinite Potential of Being Human podcast with Nikki Clinch. I will see you next week.